Macedon, a young and ambitious conqueror, embarked on a quest to forge one of the largest empires of the ancient world. His journey led him to the southern lands of present-day Afghanistan, where, amidst the rugged terrain and flowing Argandab River, he was captivated by the region's strategic significance and natural splendor. In this setting, he established a city, a beacon of Hellenistic culture and governance in the heart of Asia. This city, Alexandria of Arachosia, later came to be known as Kandahar, a testament to the vision of an empire where east meets west. In the local dialect, he was revered as Iskandar, the man who would be etched in history as Alexander the Great. Alexander the Great, the episode of his marriage to Roxana emerges as a pivotal moment, particularly in the context of his endeavors in Kandahar. Following the conquest of Kandahar, a region critical for its strategic position at the crossroads of major trade routes, Alexander faced significant unrest. The local populace, steeped in their traditions and resistant to foreign dominance, presented a continuous challenge to his authority. In an astute move to consolidate his rule and pacify the region, Alexander turned to the power of diplomatic alliances. Around 327 BCE, after his successful siege of the Sogdian rock in Bactria, he married Roxana, the daughter of a local Bactrian noble. This union was not just a romantic endeavor, but a calculated political strategy. By aligning himself with the daughter of a prominent local leader, Alexander sought to legitimize his rule and quell the simmering discontent in Kandahar and its surrounding areas. Roxana's marriage to Alexander symbolized a fusion of cultures and was intended to bridge the divide between the Macedonian conqueror and the fiercely independent people of the region he had struggled to subdue.